new, my husband was always trying to do something new that the old farmers around didn't do. He bought a hay baler and learned how to bale hay. That was very important when you have mules and cows and horses hungry, that you have something for to eat all the time. And there's just no end of crops that can be cut, you know, the corn, after you gather the corn, everything that can be cut and brought in and used. And so if you had, and you can grow hay too a lot quicker than you could grow corn and beans and so forth, and cut it and bring it to the house and bale it. And that was another thing, if you had more than you needed, you could sell, because there was always a demand for bale hay. And it was, that was the only machinery that Bob ever knew anything about, learning how to manage that. But it would take several people to do it, getting a gasoline engine started, and then you had to have the wire ready to stick in, you know, to go around the hay. And as one would go out, we'd have to have another one ready to go in. So it took two or three people, you know, but women and girls could go out and help with it too, you know. So that was the only modern machinery besides just the hay cutter and the plows and so forth that ordinary farmers had, you know. But that little hay baler was the most interesting thing we had, and the thing that we enjoyed.
Aunt Mae, I think that a lot of the things, a lot more things about farm life will come out in some of the questions that I'll be asking you. But first of all, to digress or to back up a little bit, I should say, I would like for you to tell me again about the house where you grew up, the rooms, naming the rooms for me, and then I'll have some questions to ask you about those.
When Papa left his little new cottage in Stockbridge, and when he decided to move to Fayetteville, he had to find a place to live. And one place for rent was this lodge house right in the center of town, which had originally, it was built by it had been lived in by Dr. But it was rented at the time, and they wanted to sell it, so he bought it. And the family were living there, and they moved down. They built a move down to the railroad, and still down there, you know. But it was a beautiful old house, but it was in need of repair. And Barry Burks knew how to mend and repair things, so it wasn't too long until he had stretched the narrow front porches across the front, and the lodge, it had eight large rooms with a large hall going down between the rooms, and then an L with a dining room and kitchen. And he